Good morning and good afternoon, and welcome to Jaden's Voice. I am Jaden. I am your podcast host, and today is the start of the brand new podcast, and today we're going to just start with a getting to know who I am as a person and why I decided to start doing this, because I just felt like I was called to do this, and it was kind of like in a weird way because I've been trying to figure out what my calling was. And I know I want to do missions, and I want to get involved in the church, and I've been trying to do that, so that's been great. And so what made me actually want to do a podcast now is because I was actually going to SCU worship every Monday, and then I go to church, and then I also have my small group at church on Tuesdays, so them three back-to-back in a row. It was kind of weird because they kind of like synced up in what they were talking about, which never happens. But this specifically was talking about how we need to have a voice as Christians to the other people that don't really believe, or they're still trying to believe, because there are people that are lukewarm Christians that say that they believe in God but then don't follow the Bible. And I'm not saying I'm perfect whatsoever. And I have been trying my best to listen and create that relationship with God. So I was like, what's a better way to keep me also accountable is to make a podcast. Now this podcast is going to have all different things. It's going to go between dissecting the Bible, my relationship with the Bible. I'm going to have guests come on and they are going to talk about their testimonies as well and things that they struggle with or like relate with the Bible. And then there's also going to be like some other topics like politics and what's going on in the world. And those, I'm going to have guest people come on as well with those as well. And we're going to all talk together and it'll be like a conversation. And so yeah, that's what we're going to do. And so I guess to begin, I'm going to read the devotion that actually confirmed that I was going to do a podcast. So I have this devotion book that my brother bought me. And the one of the day when I was actually considering doing a podcast was, the title was Sharing Wisdom. And then the Bible verse with it was, get all the advice and instruction you can so you will be wise the rest of your life. Proverbs 19:20. If you are a part of a human race and you need community, humans are made to be in a relationship with one another. Part of being in a relationship means getting advice from each other. It's a good thing. Inevitably, we will come face to face with situations that we haven't dealt with before. If we surround ourselves with people, chances are one of them might already be face to face with a situation that is similar with you and can share their wisdom. We can learn from their successes and failures and become wiser ourselves. Wisdom means knowing how to please God. This should direct us to what kind of people we should gather advice from. Students of the Word of God, people who seek after His will, but this is not just a one-way street. You have wisdom to offer as well. You are pouring out the wisdom to others around you. Are you willingly brave enough to go tell your story and mistakes and victories and trials and triumphs to other people around you to bring some good? Thank you, God, that you are the author of my story. Let me use this story for the glory and grow more united with your body through it. Now, that was just like my confirmation for me having to do this, because it was just crazy to me because I wanted to do it and I thought about it and then I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. I have a fear of public speaking and I can speak to anyone I want. Like, I am very much extrovert, but when it comes to like doing a presentation in class, you'll be seeing me struggle. I am hyperventilating before. I will offer to go first or second just so I can get it over with, because if not, I will throw up in class. Now, a little bit more about me and my testimony with God. It kind of started, I've always been raised Christian. I was baptized Lutheran when I was a baby, and I went to Lutheran church for a while, and then we kind of switched to non-denominational around, like, I want to say fourth or fifth grade. My aunt goes to that church. She is the worship leader there, and she told us to come. We were those that family that would go on holidays, and that was really it, maybe once a month, if that. And it was just the excuse that sports got in the way and our lives were just too busy for church. And it was 45 minutes away, so we didn't have one, like, actually close to us, which is not an excuse. And I took it as that was it, and I let the people around me influence my decisions. And then it came to my high school. I was a junior, and it was actually 2022, February 1st, and I will never forget this, and it was at 7 a.m. I got into a car accident and totaled my car. Now, this accident, I am fine. No injuries, nothing. My car was totaled, but I was driving on the highway because my high school was on a highway, and I ended up going under the median, which was like a wire, and that wire is made to either flip your car or cut your car in half, but my car went under it. Like, physically impossible. You can't even pull the wire. So no one can really explain how that happened, but all we know is it did happen. And when the ambulance came, the fire department, they're like checking me out, and they're like, they thought I was on the other side of the road. They didn't know that my car went under. They were like, so your car just turned, you just like slid off. And I was like, no, I was on the other side. I was going southbound, not north. And they were like, that's impossible. And I was like, no, like, I was going to school. So my dad ended up coming, and he was like looking at it, and he's like, this is impossible. Like, how is this even possible? And he's like pulling at the wire, and I'm just like, I don't know. All I know is that's what happened. And so later that day, my family ended up finding out, and my aunt, she called me, and she's like, Jaden, you're not gonna believe this. And I'm like, what? And she was like, it's so weird. Last night, in the middle of the night, I could not fall asleep. I couldn't fall asleep. I had to pray for everyone by name in their family. And then once I got to your family and said your name, I was able to fall asleep. And I was like, what? Like, that's crazy. Like, for me, as like still being a lukewarm Christian at that point, I was like, that's not real. And so I was like, okay, okay. So then my grandmother calls me, my dad's mom. Now, they live in the same house, but they did not talk about this beforehand. They didn't even talk about it until after they called me, which is even more crazy. My grandmother calls me, and she's like, hi, Jaden. I was like, she's like, I seen that you got in a car accident. Like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling fine. I'm just tired. She's like, you're not going to believe this. And I was like, are you telling me what Tadina told me? And she was like, what do you mean? And I was like, she just called me and told me that she was had to the urge to pray for my family. And she was like, oh my gosh, no, I haven't talked to her all day yet. But then this is going to sound even crazier to you, is I had the urge to pray for all of my grandkids. She got woken up in the middle of the night and just had the urge to pray for all of her grandkids by name. And then when she got to my name, she was able to go back to sleep. And now that to me is like, again, I'm like, okay, they could have talked and they're just lying to me, you know? But what's even crazier is the fire department, when they stopped me, they were like, well, I don't know who's protecting you up there, but someone is, because this is an accident where we get called and people die and you don't even have an injury. And I was just, my first response was just, yeah, Jesus is watching over me. I don't know why that was my first response, but like, in the sense of like, obviously now I do, but then I was just like, okay. So I ended up starting to like, that moment changed me to start reading my Bible more and getting into it. My aunt bought me a Bible. We would do devotions in the morning before school. We'd wake up earlier, and I was reading Proverbs, and we were doing it together. She was dissecting with me. Like, I started going more into the Word. It was kind of like a light switch that flicked on. So I was like, okay, like, I'm going to do this. And then senior year happened, and I ended up, one of my best friends ended up betraying me at the time, and that was a lot. Like, it was like in a bad situation betrayal, and I kind of lost it. So that was like more so the summer going into college, which I'm not gonna say I made the best decisions, but let's just say the party era happened. And it wasn't till my freshman year, second semester, around in January, I went to a party with one of my friends, and I ended up getting so bad that one of my friends that didn't even go to the party had to carry me up the stairs. I was completely white. Like, they were putting paper towels on me. They were trying to make me throw up and keep going to the bathroom. It was not a good situation, and that was, like, my light switch where I was like, this is ridiculous. What am I doing? Like, why am I drinking and partying so much? Like, this is insane. Like, no. And so then one of my friends, she was like, oh, like, I know you've been trying to find a church around here, because at that time I couldn't find one. Like, I kept going. Like, I would go like once a month. I was distant, but I would still keep trying, like, to fight that urge and, like, go to church. And I just couldn't find one that felt like home. And I was like, yeah, I am. I just can't seem to find one. She was like, well, come with me this weekend and see if you like this one. Now, this church I'm still going to now. I call it my home. It was just like a breath of fresh air. It's very similar to my home church, and I just loved it, and this is the one that I've been getting involved with. So I went there, and I actually met my best friend that I have today. Our relationship grew through Christ. I met her at church. We started only going to SU Mondays. Like, that's how our friendship kind of started. We were like, oh, like, let's just do this, and that's like our hangout. And then it flourished into, like, she's my best friend. And it's just crazy that it was such a Christ-centered real friendship. Now, mind you, I have other great friends too. It was just, that one was just one that was, like, in that moment, what I needed from God, and he gave it to me. And I ended up going on the right track. Like, everyone says, like, this is the fastest they've ever seen someone have a testimony and switch over so quick. But at the same time, this did take 3 years, because my first initial impact was my junior year, and then it restarted again. So in August of 2025, I got baptized at my home church, which was great. My friends came from college to support me, and I dedicated my life to the Lord. And then recently, I think it was last week, I got rebaptized again, which that one wasn't planned at all. Me and my one friend went to an Elevation Rhythm concert, and they ended up, we're like, oh, we're doing baptisms at the end of the concert. If you guys want to stay and go watch. And I just love baptisms. I love watching them, and I love people declaring their life to the Lord. It's such an emotional thing to see and witness. And my friend that I was with, she wanted to get rebaptized because she hadn't got baptized since she was 9. And she's like, I really want to do it. And I'm like, okay, like, let's do it. Let's sign up. And she was like, well, I'll go if you go. And I was like, well, I already got baptized. But then I was like, there's never enough times that you can declare yourself to the Lord. So I was like, okay, let's do it. And then we ended up meeting two other girls in line that were contemplating it. And I was like, we're going. Like, let's go. Come on. And so us four did it together, and we did it in the back of trucks, which I am a very countryer girl, so I just got a laugh out of that one, because I was like, that just seems so like me, not doing it in a church and doing it in the back of a truck, but and at the end of a concert. So it was definitely a great experience. And yeah, so that's my testimony, and I really am wanting to only say the truth in this podcast. I want you guys to be able to listen and share, and I want, if you guys ever want to be a guest on the podcast, that you just either DM me or you message me on TikTok, because I have a Instagram account for this podcast, I have a TikTok account for this podcast, and then I'm gonna try to put it on Apple Podcasts as well. And so there will be two platforms where the podcast will be streaming, and then I will also be posting updates and videos and little clips from the other two things. And yeah, so I really hope this can be a groundbreaking experience for some people and help them get closer to God and learn about some truths, that even things that I'm still learning and things I found out during like my small group, and I'm like, no, that needs to get put in my podcast, because people need to know this, because some things were things I learned that actually changed my perspective on God. And I was like, oh my gosh, I never looked at it that way. I looked at it a different way. I got told a different way growing up, and it actually changed how I looked at God. So now knowing truths and just reading it straight from the Bible has helped me. So that will actually be next episode. We'll be diving into Genesis and the raw truths of that, and that's what the segment will be called. But I hope You guys keep watching, and thank you for everyone that listened today. And we'll end out on a good Christian song that I love to keep us upbeat.
We settled for too long, but there's no more time to waste. And before we were asleep, but you've been stirring us to wake. Never go.